Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Hey, well today guys, you've got me, all me, Janine Lo, telling you what to expect and how to feng shui your house for the year of the fire horse 2026 using flying stars feng shui, which is one of the most powerful ways to align your environment with the changing energy of each year. I'm not going to explain it to you. If you want to know more about it, it is in my book, Feng Shui Your Way to Abundance. But what I'm going to do is give you ways of feng shuiing your house so you get the best energy out of 2026. Many people think feng shui is about moving furniture once and leaving it forever. That's not true. But authentic feng shui teaches us something very different. Energy moves, cycles change, and each year brings a new energetic landscape into our homes. Just as seasons shift in nature, the energy or life force energy also shifts directly annually. When we understand these changes, we can make small adjustments that support health, prosperity, relationships, emotional well-being. So today, I'm going to guide you step by step through the flying stars energies of 2026 and show you simple, practical ways to harmonize your home with the year ahead. You don't need renovations. You don't need complicated cures, just awareness and intention. Let's begin by understanding what flying stars actually are. I hope I don't cough through this, so please excuse if I do. I don't know about everyone else, but I've had that winter cold in the last week. I was feng shuiing over in Seville and I caught the cold that the plane gives you. Don't know what that's called, plane cold, just made it up. So where were we? What are flying stars? So flying star feng shui is a classical system that tracks how energy moves through the nine sectors of a home each year. Imagine your house divided into a orange in segments, nine orange segments, just to make sure you know that. Each segment represents a direction: north, south, southeast, southwest, east, west, north. All the areas that you know, but I'm going to explain them in depth. Okay. So every year, nine different energetic influences called stars move into position. Each star carries a different quality of energy. Some support wealth and success, others influence relationships, learning, creativity, or health, and some require calming and careful management. This is why a home that felt wonderful last year may suddenly feel unsettled. The energetic pattern has changed. Not necessarily for the worse, but we're going to actually make sure you've got it all set up for 2026. So to follow along today, simply identify the compass directions in your home. So in my book, Feng Shui Your Way to Abundance, I give you exactly how to do that. But in a simplified way, I'm going to give you some help on the radio show. So you need to find the center of your house. If you're lucky enough to have a map, perfect, you know, a plan of your house, because you can find where the center is. It's easier to find where north is, so that you can start 0 degrees by putting the orange segments in. But if you haven't got that, this is my suggestion. Find the center of your house and find the following areas. So north is around 0 degrees. Around 45 degrees either side of it works out. So if you've got 0 degrees, north would be like 337.5 to 22.5. Okay, but I'm going to give you, if you find exactly the middle, you will be onto the right area. So let's start with north. So that's 0 degrees. If you go to northeast, that's 60 degrees. If you go to east, it's 90 degrees. Southeast is 120 degrees. South is 180 degrees. Southwest is about 150 degrees. Northwest is, no, not 150. 220 is southwest. West is 270. And northwest is 330. See, I'm saying this all off the cuff. But remember, there's a little bit either side of that. So perfection isn't necessary. Feng Shui works beautifully when applied simply. People seem to think it has to be a really hard thing, but actually it isn't. The energy is overlapping the degrees that I gave you. So now let's look at the energetic theme of 2026. The energy of 2026 brings visibility and transformation. There is a stronger emphasis on expression, recognition, and stepping confidently into life. My words are, be bold. Do not be a wallflower this year. It's all about getting out there, doing it, have opportunities. I mean, you know, I was asked by Hello on, I think New Year's Eve it was, would I write an article? Which I did, and got it in there for New Year's Day around that time. And it went global. Did I want to go out and party on New Year's Eve? Of course, I would love to have. But I could see that the energy for 2026 was about putting yourself out there. The article I wrote for Hello went absolute global. All the newspapers, people were contacting me from America, writing for their magazines, all over the world. It was a big thing. So these opportunities will come your way. And what I say to you, even if you think, oh, I'll wait till tomorrow, or let me think into it more, jump in, take the energy, work with it and do it. It's not about dreaming and this will happen. It's about dreaming and doing it. So what you want to do, you do, you know, and just don't wait around. However, with increased activity also comes a need for grounding. Many people may feel mentally busy or emotionally stretched, which makes the whole environment more important than ever. This year rewards clarity, organisation and intentional living. Homes that are calm, balanced and uncluttered will support better decision making and emotional stability. So as we move through each direction today, remember this guiding principle for 2026. But before I get started, we are just going to hand over to our sponsors and then I will be back giving you advice for 2026.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio,
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, I'm back. So now let's walk through your home direction by direction. So the north. In the north this year, which is still all about opportunities to do with your career. The north sector influences career flow and opportunities, but also carries sensitive emotional energy. And this year is on the Tai Sui, which is opposite the horse, which means Tai Sui means it's the clash for the horse year. So the north, we need to keep quite quiet this year. It's a bit unfortunate, really, because it has helpful people. The flying star that goes into this area this year is helpful people. One of my favorite areas. So what I want to say about this area, because we have to keep it quiet, is like, oh, what does that mean, Janine? Because a lot of my clients are like, oh, well, I was thinking of having a new bathroom put in. It's not something you do. You do not renovate this area. You need to keep this place tidy and peaceful and quiet. Soft lighting. You can put symbols still in that connect to your career that you want, like a manifest board. And because it's helpful people, you can put the people in that help you in your world, or people that you know could help you. But we don't trigger it by using water or anything like that to make it. So you need to avoid action in this area. Yes, it's probably in the kitchen. So you're like, I just want to put the mixer on or that. Try and move it away from 0 degrees if you can. You need to avoid excess noise, clutter, or stressful activity in the north. That's the main thing. A simple action, if you've got paperwork in this area, is to tidy it up, which will allow fresh opportunities to flow more easily. So although I've said the north has to be quiet, if you have that drawer, I have that drawer. I come into my kitchen, I have a drawer that I throw things in. Very, very, not the best way to do it, I know. So I take the drawer out of the north and I'll declutter it in a different area. The idea is to keep it quiet. People get really wrapped up in this. Oh my God, I want to put a picture up there and I really want to put it up there. But my answer is, if you're one of my clients, you can't. You can't tap a hole in a wall to put the nail in. You can't do that. But if it's something you genuinely work in and it can't be changed, just don't do any drastic changes. Okay, let's move forward to the northeast. Knowledge and personal growth. And I always put abundance there. When I wrote my book, Feng Shui and Way to Abundance, I used the northeast more than everything else. And other people said to me, oh, yes, but the southeast is the abundance and the good fortune. Yes, I agree it is. But I think knowledge and learning about yourself and study can bring all sorts of abundance into your life. It also does have the 8th star in there, which is the wealth star. But this year, move after last year, when none of my clients could actually use that area, we have the 4 star going in, and the 4 star is good fortune. So the northeast becomes a supportive area for learning, reflection, and self-development this year, and holds the good fortune star. So this is an excellent place for study, a reading chair, meditation, books, journals, spiritual objects can enhance this area as well. If you're planning to learn something new in 2026, whether personal growth or professional training, activating this area supports mental clarity and focus. The colour for this area is red, but more of a, you know, a library red, like a burgundy, really warm red. So this year I am activating this. I'm activating it outside my house at northeast at 60 degrees. If you can't do that outside your house, because I find outside the house is a really good place to use the outside energy. If you can't, then you can use inside the house, and you could have a fish tank or some of my clients have gone onto Amazon and bought these little glass pretend fish, and they float all the time and they move around. It's quite cute, actually. And so they've bought them and put them in. So that's the idea, is that you're activating this area. It never goes quiet. You can play music all the time, that sort of thing. So the northeast one of the most auspicious areas this year. So we move on to the east. The east relates strongly to health and family relationships this year, and this year it holds the wealth star. So this is another very auspicious area. I also have another water feature outside. So if you ever come to my house, you will have three water features in a row, all at different degrees. But yeah, so this era benefits from nurturing the wood energy, because east is wood. So again, we talk about water. The other thing you can do is put healthy plants, natural materials, and good lighting are an ideal enhancement in this area. Remove broken objects or items that carry emotional heaviness. And what does that mean? You know, you get given those presents that when people pass, and when they pass, it could be something you think you've got to hold on to, but when you hold it, it gives off really bad chi energy. And that's not about the person, but it's not your stuff. So what I'm saying to you is, if you don't want it, give it to someone who will want it. The East responds particularly well to renewal and fresh energy. So, of course, you're going to hear me say clean, wash, declutter. Only have things in there that actually make you feel good. It's one of the areas that I use for family galleries of photos. So you can put all the photos of the family in there. If the photo doesn't feel right, though, don't put it in. And remember, this is the wealth area. So as I said, for the Northeast, aquariums, you know, activation in this area, that sort of thing. Think of this sector as supporting vitality, both physically and emotionally. So it needs to be clean, tidy. If you're lucky enough to have an east facing door, which I do, obviously for Chinese New Year, I cleaned it all up, ready for it. I've got bay trees either side. You're meant to make the energy in the house really good, so you're bringing the right energy, as is the wealth energy. Yes, at 90 degrees, I do have a water feature running. But if you can't do that, just make sure you open the door, or if you have an east window, open that quite often to bring the energy in. The best energy is in the southeast. So as you can think, if you've got a house, northeast, east and southeast are all generally on one wall if you're lucky. The southeast is one of the most important sectors this year. It's the most auspicious area, with the manifest star sitting there along with the good fortune star. So it's strongly connected with prosperity and growth. And so all my inner circle and my other clients, last December, we were getting this area ready. It's somewhere you can put your manifest board. If you have a manifest board, and if you haven't got a manifest board, why haven't you got a manifest board? And in my book, Feng Shui, Your Way to Abundance, you will find how to make a manifest board, a Feng Shui one. So my manifest board this year is, I'm just about to put together my third book, Manifest Your Way to Abundance. And so that's on my manifest board. Many things that I wanted to create this year, but mainly peace, time for me. Sometimes we get caught up in, we've got to do this and we've got to do that, and we forget that actually living life slower actually brings in time to actually think. Anyway, I digressed. What should we do in the southeast? Keep the area active and alive. Introduce life, light, movement and symbols of abundance. Thriving plants, the money plant, for instance, meaningful goals or items representing success and expansion. Avoid stagnation here. Even opening windows regularly can activate positive chi. But I've already covered that, so you know that. It's one of the things, like, so northeast, east and southeast is about keep opening the windows, making sure that it's clean and tidy and totally decluttered. So before I move on to the south, we're just going to listen to our sponsors, and I will see you on the other side.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise, elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, I'm back. Right, so we come back with the South. A lot of you have been hearing about the fire horse, and this is where the fire horse sits in the South. So the fire horse happens every 60 years, and this particular fire horse, as you've all heard, is very bold and wants moving very fast. But the South actually is about recognition and reputation. The South governs visibility, reputation being key. And this year we have to keep it super quiet. I mean, like super quiet. It's something called the Five Yellow Earth Star, which is a naughty star, very naughty. So I have, and I am suggesting to you to put a huge vase of rock salt or Himalayan salt or a salt lamp, and keep this area completely quiet. No renovations, nothing. You need to, as much as the fire horse is about being out there, and this is an area I would normally use if you want to be recognised in your own field for anything. This can't happen this time. You have to quieten it down. I'm not saying quieten it down because the colour's red in this area by put in water or anything. Just don't fuel it. Don't give it, you know, anything to, how do you say it? We don't want it to be activated at all. So the quieter you can keep the South, 180 degrees from the centre of your house, the better for you. My clients were told last October to get everything done in the South, paint, decorate, whatever. But now you have to keep it quiet. And that's me as well. So, you know, I'm on that journey with you. So the next place is the Southwest, which is all about love and relationships. Okay, the Southwest influences emotional harmony and partnerships. This year it has the 7 star in it, which is party. It's all about having fun and things. But also the 7 star comes with something really naughty, which is called the theft star. So in your house, in the Southwest, make sure that area is secure. If you have a door, make sure it's double locked. If you have a gate, make sure it's always locked. It also means that if you have, it just opens itself to theft in many ways. I remember a client of mine, she was like, oh, I've done everything you said, Janine, and someone broke in and they stole our bikes. And I was like, yeah, it was going to happen. But she said, we did what you said, and we had cameras, so we caught them, people on video. They weren't expecting that. So what I was saying to you, in the southwest of your home, which is about 220 to 250 degrees, make sure it's safe. It's not like they're going to come and like attack you. It's just about thieving. So that obviously is the relationship area. If this area holds storage or unused items, clearing it can be surprisingly emotional shifts in your relationship. So make sure there's nothing stale in it, because your relationship will be stale. And always remember, when you're working in the area, everything in twos. If you're a couple, just the pair of you. If you're single, don't put you and your dog, because your relationship will be with just you and your dog. So it's all about reflecting relationships in loving patterns. So the West. Okay, so the West is creativity and joy. I love the West. The West sector stimulates creativity, ideas, and joyful expression in 2026. It also carries the number 3 legal star. So if you're buying a house or having to deal with anything legal, this is the area for you. If you are not dealing with anything legal this year, keep this area quiet. But if you are moving house, or you want to purchase something, then which is going to take time, fill this area with metal objects such as circular shapes or metal finishes, which can enhance clarity and inspiration. I work a lot with solicitors and legal people, and this is one of the areas I get them to activate. And mainly I activate with water. I was working with someone last year who was trying to sell their shop, and it just kept falling apart. And the number 3 star, legal star, was in the northwest last year. So we put in, and it was a big building, we put in a massive water feature. Literally that day, after everything we've been working on, it went to exchange. That's how powerful the 3 star is. So it's in the west. Now, if you're doing something naughty and you activate the west, then you will be found out. It's a very definite star. Okay, and finally, the northwest. Now, this happens to be one of my favorite places, but this year we can't use it. I know I say all of them my favorite, but this is probably my favorite, because this is where helpful people and support are. The northwest attracts mentors, assistants, and beneficiary connections. So I tend to do a mood board with the people that I want to work with in this area. But this year it has the sick star, S-I-C-K star, in it. And that is interesting, because I had a water feature going in the northwest, and it should have been turned off. Well, it should have been turned off on February the 17th, but the energy had started to change, and I had just come back and I was feeling really poorly, and it had started to move in. It starts to change around, you know, the winter solstice anyway. So I turned the water feature off and I started to feel better. And I'm a feng shui consultant, so I should have known better. But anyway, this area has to be quiet this year. It's a great area. So when I say keep quiet, still keep the people that mean a lot to you in this area or can help you. If you're seeking for new opportunities, collaborations, or guidance this year, spend time actively in this area, intentionally thinking about that, manifesting that, but don't do anything like drill or renovate this area. You don't want to activate that 6 star. So one of the last areas is the centre of your home, which is about overall well-being. I tend to keep this area quite quiet. The centre represents the heart of the home and involves everyone living in it. Keep this area open, calm, and uncluttered. Avoid heavy activity or disruptive changes here where possible. Even small improvements, clearing surfaces or improving lighting, helps stabilizes the entire home energy, which then creates balance. More often, people tend to have the center of their home is under the stairs. So make sure you haven't got anything that you don't need in there. If anything is underneath there, make sure it's not cluttered. It doesn't need to be a storage area. It's one of, just think of it as your health. And how would you like your health to look? Now, people say, how big is the centre of the house? And I say, well, how big is the centre of your house? How big is your house? How big is your flat? How big is your whatever you're living in? Sometimes the centre can be as much as a foot only, and other times it can be as much as 3 to 6 foot. So depending on the size of your home, it depends on where the centre of your house is. So my closing guidance. As we close today's programme, remember that feng shui is not about perfection. It's about awareness. Small, thoughtful adjustments can create powerful energetic shifts over time. Before adding cures or enhancements, always begin with cleaning and clearing clutter. Space allows new energy to enter your life. Walk slowly through your home this week and notice how each area feels. Your intuition is one of your strongest feng shui tools. When your home supports you energetically, life begins to flow with greater ease, clarity and opportunity. So thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to sharing more ways to harmonise your space and your life over the next year. If you want to have a one-to-one with me, my website is www.janinelowe.co.uk. If you want more information on Feng Shui in your house, my book is Feng Shui, Your Way to Abundance. So until then, take care and let your home support the life you truly wish to create.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.